This is GIS News. Coming up, Jamaica targets 85% mastery in literacy by 2015, NEPA develops strategies for invasive alien species, and inner-city youth receive call center training through Jeep. Details after the break. Stay with us.
We want a productive Jamaica. We are a productive Jamaica. Productivity. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Now the news. Jamaica is expected to achieve the target of 85% mastery in literacy among grade 4 students by 2015. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says ministry analysis of student performances at the primary level indicate that Jamaica is close to achieving this goal.
This forecast is based on the trends from the recent grade 4 literacy test results in recent years, which have shown that the girls are certainly within reach of the target, and it is based on their performance that the ministry is confident of attaining the overall target.
Reverend Thwaites was speaking at a teacher's workshop organized by remittance service company Western Union earlier this month. He adds that steps are being implemented to improve the performances of boys. These measures include the appointment of a gender specialist to craft literacy strategies specifically suited to boys and the deployment of literacy coaches to all education regions. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, has developed several strategies to lessen the threats of invasive alien species, IAS, to the island's terrestrial, freshwater, and marine ecosystems. These measures were developed under the Mitigating the Threat of Invasive Alien Species in the Insular Caribbean project, which was recently completed. The 4.5-year initiative was funded by the Global Environment Facility, GEF.
There was a regional strategy and action plan that was developed, and Jamaica took the lead on developing 2 of the 3 components of that project, which will now guide the entire Caribbean on how it is that we're to handle invasives, not just marine, but ones that affect freshwater, affects land-based, and affects the sea.
Project manager and coordinator at NEPA, Nelsa English Johnson, speaking in an interview with GIS News. 45 youth, mainly from inner-city communities, have been trained and certified as call center operators under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP. The training was done over 4 weeks with resources from JEEP in collaboration with the Heart Trust NTA. Beneficiary Anna K. Williams says the Job Readiness Initiative has enabled the group to contribute positively to the labor force.
We can stand proudly to say we have the opportunity to go out there and be with those who have degrees and qualifications of higher ranks. This program doesn't end here. We promise to continue being professionals. We are planning to take this knowledge that we have received into the world of work.
Ms. Williams was speaking at the program's closing ceremony in Kingston recently. Director of Social Security in the Ministry, Denzel Thorpe, encouraged the newly trained call center operators to make the best of the opportunity. And the Jamaica Information Service, JIS, has launched a competition aimed at increasing awareness about the dangers and consequences of the improper use of new media while promoting the appropriate, constructive, and positive use of the platform. The video blog vlog competition, titled Who Am I Online, is open to young persons aged 13 to 18. Persons are being invited to express their views on the issue of responsible internet and social media usage through 30 to 45 second vlogs posted to YouTube. Entries may focus on, but are not limited to, issues such as the effects of posting or sharing lewd images, cyberbullying, as well as compromising security by disclosing one's physical location online. Once uploaded, candidates should email the web address or uniform resource locator URL of the vlog to whoamI@jis.gov.jm. The JIS will then share the videos on Facebook, Twitter, and on jis.gov.jm. All entries must be submitted by midnight Friday, May 23. The winning vlog will be used as an official JIS public service announcement PSA for television, radio, and online. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.